As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri in some place, folks, even though it's cloudy here. And it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there is a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Friday, Good Friday, April the 2nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always lots of news and hard facts and workable solutions for you each and every day. It'll be pretty light on the news today. We've got a lot of topics on the plate, but if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access, or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo. 65647. Again, that is Box 96, Exeter, Missouri. 65647. Big shout out again, as we love to do, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota, and all the micro broadcasters out there that are broadcasting this transmission, if you will, to their local audiences. Thank you very much for doing so. Our listener call and number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Those contact numbers and other information are located on the oraclebroadcasting.com webpage, where you can also find the archives complete for Become Vocal Local. Today, markets are generally closed around the world in observance of Good Friday. We're definitely going to observe that today as well. Good Friday and Easter weekend lies straight ahead. The Knights of the Red Cross of Constantine is going to come up in our discussion, as will Albert Pike's Morals and Dogma, a little bit out of Codex Magica, and so very, very much more. We will also, if we do have time, go into property, as we understand in our history of law, and we'll talk a little bit about that as well. But we've got lots on the plate today, and I'm going to forego our discussion of the market news, because there really is little to report. However, there is news out there, quite a lot of information coming out of the that you can find on various websites, quite an expose that's brewing about the London Bullion Market Association, the LBMA, the price fixers in London, and there's quite a bit on that on the internet that you might want to look into. I'm not confident that I can run clips and maintain this broadcast running off my laptop as I am, so I'm going to try and stay away from that a little bit today, but because I just really don't want to have any technical difficulties in this process. But in the if you look into, I'm trying to find it right now. Here it is. The U.S. and Canadian markets closed today for Good Friday. American silver eagle coins rally in March, capping U.S. mint quarterly. The gold, silver, the CFTC, and conspiracy theories. I'm looking at the website. When we come back, we'll talk about Radio Free America, King World News, and a site brought down by sophisticated attacks. We'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again, and I'll just say that this is Friday. It is Good Friday. It is April the 2nd, 2010. This is our two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Today I'm not going to cover any market news, but we're going to talk about the markets just a little bit here in the first segments of the broadcast. There are other websites out there that have much better information on this. Some have spent a considerable amount of time. Lee Rogers mentioned a little bit last night. I don't know whether or not Doug Owens picked up on it yesterday. I was out and away from the computer, so I wasn't able to listen to his broadcast. But certainly, you can go up to Zero Hedge and find out some more about this as well. But I'm referring to Robbie Noel's website, eaglesup.com. Robbie is the one that I first heard this from, and I've listened to the clips, and he has done a very good job, in my opinion, of covering something that the mainstream media has just absolutely refused to even look at. And this is in regards to CFTC, we talked a little bit about that, the hearings on gold and on silver market manipulation, and some of the information that came out of there. Certainly good news for GATA and all the people that would like to get the jackboot thugs off of our throats in the gold and silver market. But there are a variety of little bits and pieces here. First of all, I've got a he's got a copy of this plaque for the CFTC. And the commodities, I think it's Commodities Future Trading Commission, that I'm just going to share with you the words from this plaque. This is their looks like their manifesto or their mission statement, and it reads this way. It says, the mission of the CFTC is to protect market users and the public from fraud, manipulation, and abusive practices relating to the sale of commodity futures and options, and to foster open, competitive, and financially sound commodity futures and option markets. You know, this is the kind of stuff that makes you want to just about tear your hair out, because so often we set up these various and sundry boards and councils and oversight committees, and then it's as if they, once they've been set up and it satisfies the initial clamor for such and things, is the same thing happened with the Interstate Commerce Commission back in the expansion of the railroads, but they set these commissions and these councils up, and they come in and they help to quiet down the audience, you know, the people of the country, so to speak. You can imagine we'll have the same things with Obamacare, more of these councils, these PR front groups. But here, the CFTC has done precious little in regards to getting in and really putting an end to the gold and silver market manipulation, and largely because when you start getting involved with gold and silver market manipulation, you're right into the belly of the beast. And so, anyway, let's go over here now and pick this one up. And I'm going to share with you an article. This is off of the FDL website. It looks like Fire Dog Lake or something like that. I don't know. But here's the article. Radio Free America King World News site is brought down by sophisticated attack. And boy, I can appreciate that. I've had just nothing but one challenge after the other on my computer of late. The mainstream media has received this article by Plunger, they say. This must be a blog. Thursday, April the 1st, yesterday, 5:56 in the morning. The mainstream media has received instructions not to touch this story. The entire global financial system is exposed to this massive fraud in the London silver market. As pointed out in this thread, in real time as it occurred, the powers that be do not want the public to learn the truth that was revealed last week in D.C. at the CFTC hearing on gold and silver market manipulation. Of course, I reported on that just briefly on the broadcast on that day as it was going down. Continuing here, and they most certainly don't want King World News to become the most famous outlet in America for real news. And now I'm going to continue this little bit here. It says, sophisticated attack disables King World News site for 2 hours. Dear friend of GATA and gold and silver, internet servers hosting the King World News internet site, which today posted a half-hour interview with 3 GATA board members, were attacked and disabled tonight from approximately 8 to 10 p.m. The servers are maintained by one of the largest internet site hosting companies in the world, and one of its technicians told King World News proprietor Eric King, "We cannot figure out why this cluster of servers is being attacked. The King World News site host has maintained the site on a grid system of the servers so that ordinary technical problems with any one server cannot disable the site, but tonight's attack was sophisticated and brought down the entire grid. King and his family have not been attacked, and one may suppose that what happened tonight at least is preferable to being rammed by a hit-and-run driver, as CFTC whistleblower Andrew Maguire and his wife were rammed in London the day after GATA disclosed at last week's hearing of the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission that Maguire had given the commission detailed warning of a manipulation of the futures market, and the commission had done nothing about it. Now, for all of you out there that are gold and silver-related inquirers or followers or investors, you might just type it into your browser, Andrew Maguire. It's spelled M-A, looks like G-U-I, it might be Q, no, it probably is G, M-A-G-U-I-R-E, Andrew Maguire, and CFTC, or you might type in CFTC whistleblower Andrew Maguire, and start looking at, and maybe even throw in GATA in your search field, G-A-T-A, all caps, just like CFTC, all caps, and see what you can find out. There's hours of interviews that are out there, done by Eric King and others, that will help you to understand the full magnitude of this particular story. But from what I gleaned from listening, for every 1 ounce, let's say, of, or $1 expressed that way, for every $1 or 1 ounce of gold or silver out there in the marketplace, there are about 100 being sold. That'd be a heads up. You want to talk about market manipulation? This is market manipulation in the big time. And related posts, media blackout, 100-to-1 leverage, world's largest fraud exposed. J.P. Morgan Chase is caught manipulating gold and silver markets. There's just tons of material here. Evidence of treason committed by J.P. Morgan Chase. Andrew McGuire blows the whistle. Another post on this website. Again, this is Seminal, S-E-M-I-N-A-L dot Fire Dog Lake, all one word, Fire Dog Lake, just like it sounds, .com. FireDogLake.com. All this material's up there. Evidence of treason, again, a suggested congressional response to the Supreme Court's Citizens United versus the FEC decision, and water cooler and other material here. South Carolina lawmakers seek to ban federal currency. So for all of you news hounds out there, there's quite a bit of material that is yet to be discussed in regards to this particular issue. And it's drawing a lot more fire. The article here says that the public media isn't even touching this. If I had the good operating system running for me today, I would even like to play those clips. But we'll be back right after these words from our sponsors, and we'll continue today's broadcast. Stay with us.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christo's Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christo's Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And I'll give just another moment or two in regards to this audios that are out there on the web for Andrew McGuire being interviewed with Eric King and subsequent to meetings with Adrian Murphy, GATA, CFTC meetings and things like that. They're out there, folks. And if you can find them, and I wish I had some way of just dropping links or doing something like that, but at the moment I haven't. But these are things that are very important for you to understand. Apparently, J.P. Morgan Chase is about two-thirds of the silver market shorted. All right, and that's market language. That's market stock market talk. But basically, it's very important because the United States government and the Federal Reserve in this case are directly linked here now to J.P. Morgan Chase in a most damning way. So these are things that, as it continues, may blow the lid off of another one of these various mysteries. And this is really the power of the independent media. This is the way that we actually have strength, where independents can pick up on words that were said outside of the guard, if you will, of the typical circular reasoning that comes out as public relations. Things, words that get dropped that would get missed by the government. You know, as Rockefeller was talking to the one of the big confabs of the media, he praised them for keeping things quiet about the Council on Foreign Relations. You know, and if you go back and you look at the Treaty of Versailles, where the black nobility of Europe were praising the Vatican for their assistance in advancing this global Illuminati order, all of those sort of things. Without a good press, you're not going to get this kind of information. And so the press works in tandem with the financial houses and the legal institutions, the bar associations, the bankers associations, and with all of the lapdogs in Congress and in the Senate to keep a lid on this sort of stuff. So it's out there on the web. Over the weekend, I hope to take the time to be able to look into it more. And if I can sink my teeth into it and maybe come up with capsulize it, you know, put it into a way that I can bring it back to you in a few paragraphs, I'll do that. I don't think you're going to find much up there on the internet, although the Washington Post did have a story on it. Let's go into a little bit about today, though, just for a bit here. This is Good Friday. It's also known as Holy Friday, Black Friday, or Great Friday. It's a holiday observed primarily by the Christians commemorating the crucifixion of Jesus Christ and his death, as believed by Christians at Calvary. This holiday is observed during Holy Week as part of the Paschal Triduum on the Friday preceding Easter Sunday, and often coincides with the Jewish observance of Passover. And we're going to talk a little bit about Christianity, pseudo-Christianity, Judaism, pseudo-Judaism this morning, because we're going to go into a little bit of the mystery religions. And if you want to find out a lot more about Good Friday, you can certainly do that. Wikipedia, I'm looking at their article right here. They have all the biblical accounts. And really, what we know about this story. What we have about this story comes out of the Bible and really nowhere else. At least if it has been put up someplace else, I've never been able to get a cross-reference to an actual document where you can get the black in your white in your eyes. So you're dependent upon what has been preserved, what has been canonized, what has been sent, brought forward, to know anything about this event. And, of course, for all of you out there that have ever looked at the Zeitgeist, Part 1, Part 2, and all of that, you realize that the story is remarkably familiar in almost every one of these Near Eastern religions, just along with the sun, the flood story, the inundations, the virgin births, resurrections, some kind of a sun symbol in there, son of God, son of this, son of that, son of perdition, all of that. There's so much that you really have to tread very carefully. But on this day, I'm not going to go into that, just out of respect for all of the people who really depend upon this faith to give them succor at a time of trial. Anyway, let's go into the something a little bit different. This out of Codex Magica. This is Tex Mars' big tome, Secret Signs, Mysteries, Symbols, and the Hidden Codes of the Illuminati. The subtitle, Masonry's Jewish Roots. A popular pro-Freemasonry website, he writes in an article entitled Judaism and Freemasonry Comments, Jews were actively involved in the beginnings of Freemasonry in America. There is evidence they were among those who established Masonry in 7 of the original 13 states. A Jewish Mason, Moses M. Hayes, helped introduce the Scottish Rite in America. Jews, including rabbis, continued to be involved in the Masonic movement in the United States throughout our history, and there have been 51 Jewish American Grand Masters. There are many common themes and ideals in Masonic and Jewish rituals, symbols, and words. And then they've got a couple of photographs here, but one of them is a Rabbi Seymour Atlas, a 32nd degree. Here's a quote, "I am proud to be a Mason," writes Rabbi Seymour Atlas, a 32nd degree Mason, in this issue of the New Age magazine. The New Age magazine, this was April of 1987, where Tex has reproduced a cover of the article. The name of this magazine has since been changed to the Scottish Rite Journal. A New Age movement? Scottish Rite Journal? To hide the connection of the Masons with the occultic New Age movement. In fact, the Masonic Order is predominantly led by Jews, as its former sovereign Grand Commander Albert Pike has revealed. The symbols and rituals of Freemasonry are all based on the Kabbalah of the Jews. We'll come back to that writing in a moment here from Ted Pike. From Tex Mars. But now let's go over here. This is from my copy of The Morals and Dogma. I have a lodge copy, if you will, a hardbound copy. This was because of the way they do this, the way that they print it. Let's see. Entered according to the Act of Congress in the year of 1871 by Albert Pike in the office of the Librarian of Congress. Entered according to the Act in the year of 1906 by the Supreme Council of the Southern Jurisdiction in the office of the Librarian of Congress, blah, blah, blah. And then this particular one was reprinted. The one that I have in front of me, open in front of me, was reprinted in October of 1927. And this is a treasure to me, but it's a hardbound copy of Morals and Dogma. And here, at the end of the book, quite a ways from the end, because this section is quite lengthy in itself, is the digest or the index of Morals and Dogma of Albert Pike, a 33rd degree Mason, by T.W. Hugo, and then it gives all of their little encrypted things, published by the Supreme Council of 33rd degrees, Southern Jurisdiction, USA, Washington, D.C., entered according to the Act of Congress in the year of 1909 by T.W. Hugo. So we can see that this was printed originally, published originally in 1909, so it goes back 101 years from today, thereabouts. This is the preface. I'll share a bit with you out of that. The following digest of the contents of Brother Albert Pike's monumental work, Morals and Dogma, the textbook of the ancient and accepted Scottish Rite for the Southern Jurisdiction. You know, there's the Scottish Rite and the York Rite. issued by the Supreme Council grew out of the desire of the writer to have an index of the contents for his own personal use as the presiding officer for 20 years of each of the Scottish Rite bodies in Duluth, Minnesota. And you can imagine that they're everywhere. And they are certainly here in southwest Missouri and in northwest Arkansas. We'll be right back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, cPanel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cPanel.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've returned once again. We're looking at Morals and Dogma now, Brother Albert Pike's monumental work. And we're looking at the digest that comes at the end, the index, the Morals and Dogma Index here, the digest that was prepared by a T.W. Hugo. And we're looking at the preface of that and reading from it. And it continues along this line. It says, again, this is a very long sentence. I'll just pick it up in the middle where we left off. Of each of the Scottish Rite bodies in Duluth, Minnesota. And it can be imagined that in that time, dating from the first organization, many questions have been propounded which could only be properly answered by reference to that epitome of Scottish Rite Freemasonry, the book referred to. What is he saying in all of that? What he's saying is, and I will second this because I have read this tome, that reading Morals and Dogma is a long slog. And then when you've done that, there is an index that is provided. But if you go back and you try and cross-reference around, it's difficult. Difficult to do that. And so what this author, recognizing that difficulty, has done is he's put together a digest, which is appended to the book, Morals and Dogma, that I have in front of me, that makes it a little easier for students of Masonry to facilitate this work. Continuing, he says, from the very nature of morals and dogma, different subjects are hard to find. The book is very naturally divided under the headings of degrees. There are no subheadings. And as most of the important subjects are touched on, to a greater or lesser extent in all the degrees, it meant a perusal of the entire book, if all the information on any of those subjects was desired. The writer started to compile an index in the ordinary acceptation of the term, giving the pages where such and such words could be found, but he had not progressed very far before it became evident that that was only half a solution of the problem. So many references were found that it would have been necessary to spend a great length of time looking up the several pages to see if that particular reference was to what the searcher was after. The procedure was entirely changed, and it was decided, although it would consume very much more time and entail more arduous labor, to digest the contents and then index that so that when a person wanted to find out what, for instance, the Egyptians understood by the term universe, it was not necessary to look in Morals and Dogma at all the pages on which universe was mentioned. But by following down the column under the heading Universe, come to Universe of the Egyptians, a living animated being like man, page 665L. That's a quote. And we'll do that in a moment. If that is not enough in detail, turn to page 665. And in the lower third of the page will be found the paragraph of which the line just quoted is boiled down. And most of the time, it will not be necessary to consult the Morals and Dogma at all. When the digest, so-called, for a want of a better name, was completed, a meeting of the Duluth Brethren, be careful about that brethren and brothers stuff, folks, but anyway, Duluth Brethren was called to secure the assistance of some of them in making a few copies on the typewriter. But they decided that each of them wanted a copy, and the only thing to do was to print, hence the book. So that's the origin of this digest or this index, which appends my copy of Morals and Dogma. In the opinion of the writer, no one who has carefully studied Morals and Dogma or the several subjects of which it is epitome is or can be a master of the royal secret. In the true meaning of the term, no matter how many patents he may have, nor how completely they are countersigned by distinguished Masons of the 33rd degree, and it is for those who do not wish to sail along under false colors and assume titles for which they know not the meaning that this volume is prepared, believing it will assist them to acquire an interest in the subject, which they otherwise would be much slower in gaining, if not deterred altogether by the apparent difficulty in the following up the several subjects. Honored with the personal friendship and confidence of the author of Morals and Dogma, in other words, this gentleman knew Albert Pike, receiving the highest honors at his hands, and cherishing a lively recollection of his many splendid qualities of mind and heart, the writer can conceive of no higher ambition than that of shewing by deeds that he has appreciated the privileges of that friendship, and has absorbed some of the inspiration which personal intercourse with Brother Pike made possible therefore. Now this is an inset. This volume is dedicated in grateful memory of the Prince Adept Albert Pike, 33rd degree, mystic, poet, scholar, who through his researches and his studies of the symbolism of Freemasonry has raised that institution far above the commonplace and enthroned it on the lofty plane of a sublime system of philosophy, embracing the accumulated wisdom of the ages, fitted to make men wiser, happier, and better. No attempts have been made to standardize the spelling of names or words, nor make any changes in phraseology. For instance, and notice this now, for instance, Kabbalah, spelled with a C, Kabbalah, spelled with a K and ending in an H, Kabbalah without the ending H, are different spellings of the one word. Quote-unquote deity and quote-unquote God are used indiscriminately, etc., etc. This volume is a digest of morals and dogma and is nothing else. Again, T.W. Hugo, Duluth, Minnesota, October the 1st, 1909. Now back to Tex Mars. The most honored Masonic leader in the history of Freemasonry, again, was Albert Pike. And Pike maintained that every Masonic lodge is a temple of religion, and its teachings are instruction in religion, close quote. Now, Pike asserted that the true meaning of the symbols of Freemasonry are found in the occult philosophy of the Jewish Kabbalah, that Freemasonry owes all its secrets to the Kabbalah, and that Freemasonry is a religion based on the Kabbalah. And then here's a sidebar here. He says, it's actually a subhead. He says, demons, magic, and mysticism in the Kabbalah. What's happening in that little building, in your big building sometimes, in your community? The one with no windows? You know the one I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the Jehovah's Witness temple. That's another story. I'm talking about the one with no windows. The demons, magic, and mysticism in the Kabbalah. Here are the eye-opening comments of a number of knowledgeable Jewish. The Kabbalah contains such power and demonic teaching, it is more than enough to give the ideology and driving force needed to lead the world astray and to keep such an evil conspiracy alive through the centuries. The Kabbalah is a teaching source of the Freemasons as well as for other groups. And didn't Madonna desire to study that as well? I think so. Let's continue here. Let's make sure I've got everything going properly. First, let me just check. I'm having to really do a little bit more than I'm used to doing, folks. So just hang in there with me. Let's see what we got here. Trying to find this, and that. Make sure we're still on air. If I can do that. What else do we have going? Let's see. Should have something else. Let's go over here. Look at this. I'm looking. I can't see whether we are or not. Anybody's out there listening? Yeah, there we are. Yeah, we're still on the air. This is tough. I've got so many things open in the browser. Looks like we're all up and we're still running. Yes, good. I'll continue. Here's another one. Kabbalah, the sacred books of black magic of Orthodox Judaism, which forms a large part of the basis of the Western secret societies, from Rosicrucianism to Freemasonry and the OTO. Kabbalism is itself derived from the sorcery of ancient Babylon and Pharaoic Egypt, and that's a quote from a Craig Heimbichner, The Blood on the Altar. Kabbalism is a system of Jewish mysticism and magic and is a foundational element in modern witchcraft. Virtually all of the great witches and sorcerers of this century were Kabbalists. That's William Schnoblibellen or Schnoblibellen, who knows. The Dark Side of Mystery was the book he wrote. The Hebrew Kabbalah is a series of occultic writings that are as demonic as any incantation ever entered in witchcraft. Webster's Dictionary tells us that Kabbalah, sometimes spelled K-A-B-B-A-L-A, is an occult religious philosophy developed by certain Jewish rabbis. And so you've got most of the guys that are in the house, you know, that are all being involved in this religion. And let's go ahead and go here. Let's see what we go here. We've got a break coming up, and we'll go to our caller right after the break. Stay with me, caller. Be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offenses against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we have returned, and we can invite you to call in, folks, if you have any comments or questions in regard to Masonry, the Kabbalah, the Masonic Order in any way, shape, or form, or otherwise. You're welcome to call in today on Good Friday. The call-in number is 866-841-1065, and in the Austin, Texas area, 512-904-8014. Let's go to our caller from the 806 area code, OW, perhaps. Good morning.
Well, you can just call me Bob.
Okay, Bob. I'll call you Bob. You can call me Will.
Okay, Will. Hey, I was listening to your dialogue this morning, and I was reminded of a couple of really good videos for people to take a look at that are relatively new on the Internet at a website, www.mikehoggard.com.
Or would you spell
this
Hoggard? Would you spell Hoggard for the audience, please?
Yes, sir. H-O-G-G-A-R-D.
Thank you. MikeHoggard.com. Okay.
Yeah, he's a pastor out of Festus, Missouri, that's done a lot of research into Freemasonry, the Kabbalah, and he presents what I think is the ultimate in the agenda. And basically, it boils down to eugenics, changing the DNA of the people. In order for them to take on the fallen angels upon their return. Anyway, I don't want to screw it up for anybody that would be interested in it. And the more I talk about it, the worse off we are. But the name of these two videos, one of them is on the Prophecy Club, too. It's called Solomon's Key.
Okay.
And the other one is called The Mother of All Secrets.
All Secrets. I'm writing them down, too. Mother of All Secrets. And Solomon's Key.
Well, you know, I've been looking at this stuff for 25, 30 years.
Yeah.
And when I saw these two videos, I thought, you know what? This guy's right. I've been looking and talking to my friends forever. You know, Will, I'm one of these guys that's totally withdrawn from the system.
Right.
I've been out of the system for over 20 years, and I have had a lot of time on my hands at different times to look into these things. Anyway, I kept telling my friends, I go, you know, there's something big going on that we're missing the big picture. You know, they keep our eyeballs focused on all of the little trivial things. And this thing about the DNA and what they're doing to rearrange our DNA, just like with these the recent addition of these scanners when you go to the airport, they say that they tear up your DNA. And all these eugenics programs and the chemtrails and the food, GMO food, all of it speaks towards their agenda of changing our DNA. And they work for Satan, man. And, you know, just like Oppenheimer claimed that the Kabbalah was where he got the information he needed to design the nuclear bomb.
Yeah, yeah. It's an amazing thing. It really is, Bob. And like you, you know, I basically followed a similar path. I was living in a two-room log cabin down in the Hollers here in southwest Missouri for about 14 years. And I really was extremely reluctant to come out of that existence and back into the world, so to speak, simply because I understand, I believe, the magnitude of the challenge, and at the same time, I felt compelled to share, you know, not hoard, the knowledge that I had gained, that it had been shown to me, really in more of a mysterious way than anything else, because I didn't set out to answer any one particular question. I basically just embarked on this quest, and books out of flea markets and estate sales and garage sales and whatnot just started coming into my possession, and they were coming in almost sequentially. It really blew me away, but it led me on quite a study, that's for sure, just like this Morals and Dogma. Who would ever set out to find a lodge copy of such a book?
You know, I think it's funny that you mentioned the trail. It's like the breadcrumbs. It's just as soon as you accomplish one area of knowledge, it seems that you'll stumble across the next breadcrumb that points you in the direction that you need to go to complete the knowledge. And you never stop finding breadcrumbs. There's always another one after the other one. And, you know, I have a similar experience as yourself. I withdrew from the system. I moved to another area. And it's really ironic, but I've been living where I'm at now for 15 years, and my best friends locally are like a county prosecutor, the justice of the peace, the judge down at the municipal court, and I'm the most outlaw person that lives here.
Yeah, that's...
And I babysit their kids. I have Christmas dinner with them, stuff like that. I mean, it's really crazy.
Well, it is.
And I have a change.
It is a fairly peculiar thing in life, you know, that this is the way that it oftentimes goes. But, you know, everybody has a different path. When I started out, when I embarked on this back in 94, I had a reason to come on the sabbatical, if you will. And I was spending most of my time enriching, if you will, or deepening my study of Christianity, my faith. And the further I went into it, the more difficulty I had, because after many years of studying the Bible, I began to study the Bible, which became for me a more fascinating and a rewarding study, because it was in that process that I came into an understanding of world history such as I've developed, you know, today. But again, at the time when I first began, my fervent prayer on a daily basis was lead me into all truth and keep me from error. Well, that's pretty potent stuff. And if you think you can handle the truth, the doors will be open. Knock, you know, and the door will be opened unto you. Seek, you find, and ask, and it'll be given unto you. So we have to be careful. Choices do have consequences in this world. But when you start to call on the spiritual forces that do exist all around us for guidance, you receive guidance, and it's up to your power of discernment and the strength of your character that you not be led astray.
Well, you know, I think it's ironic that you would mention that, because I've done the same thing. I was raised Catholic, and I just took the religion for granted. And then about the time I was going to go to Vietnam, I became atheist. I thought, well, you know, I'm going to be over there and, you know, killing and all kinds of other stuff, drugs, you name it. I want to try it all out, and, you know, I don't want to take God with me, so I'll dump him here, and I'll come back later or something. And what happens, I think, in life, sometimes there are people that don't have a choice. You know, they talk about free will and all that, but I think sometimes if you dumb God off at the corner, he'll beat you down until you pick him back up. And in the long and short of it, when you begin a serious study of, I call it scriptures, and I'm a believer. I don't necessarily call myself a Christian, and for no good reason other than I look at the law and the beauty of the scriptures and the truth of the scriptures, and I study them to know better how I should carry out my life. And I don't try to put it off on everybody else. I don't try to, you know, I don't go out and thumb my Bible and march in front of the courthouse and protest everything. I try to learn from it. And, you know, in the Bible, there's a place where Jesus said something about, I have many folds. So I understand that to mean that, you know, there are other religions, and they're for those people. And there's religions that are for us people. And we don't all have to think alike. I think if we worked our whole life away trying to know the truth, we could use up 3 or 4 lifetimes to find it.
Oh, absolutely. And this is part of the thing that, you know, helps to get your feet to swing out of bed in the morning. You know, we talk about the law of attraction. There's certainly that has been discussed a lot. But when you visualize something, when you've got something in your heart and on your mind, and you're moving towards it, it's a progressive realization. We discover that life is not a destination. It's a journey. And so setting a high bar like that is really of great value, because it gives you the energy to continue your inquiry. And I think we all are inquirers, especially on the internet, by nature. And so it's nice to be together. But if you'll hold on, we'll go under the top of the hour break, come back, and start the second hour, and then we'll close up with you and bring on our second caller. So please hang on. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc. You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, April the 2nd, 2010, Good Friday, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. As we move into the Easter weekend, we come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And to go back to our caller before we do, I'll just simply review just a bit for those audiences that are just joining us for our second hour. We began the discussion basically looking at some of the news that was coming out of the CFTC and the Andrew McGuire scandal. Really, it's becoming a scandal. Scandalous activity going on in the gold and silver market there, the London Bullion Market Association. So if you missed that first hour, do access our archives. Then we went in, shared a little bit out of Codex Magica, a little bit out of Morals and Dogma, which we're going to continue. We're talking about Masonry. We're talking about the other side of this religion that has come forward for so many thousands of years. And we have a caller, Bob, on the line with us. And let's go back to Bob. Bob, continue, please.
Well, one of the things I want to reiterate is that the name of these two videos that are available, one of them is called Solomon's Key, and the other one is The Mother of All Secrets. I'm very seldom this excited about a video. I mean, I've watched thousands of them, and these two happen to be two of the best if you're interested in this sort of thing. You know, a lot of times we get in conversations where we, you know, and I was one of these people that said, man, I'm blaming it all on the Jews, man. It looks like the Jews did it all. And the more I studied, the more I realized it all came out of Babylon. And we're still there. We really never truly escaped from the Babylonian system because it spread out all over the world. And it has three focal points, you know, like the Vatican, the city of London, and Washington, D.C., with a little subsidiary over in Israel. And when people start, you know, want to blame somebody, they should say it's the Babylonians rather than it's the Jews. The Jews are an easy target. And it's just, that's too simple. There's a trinity of evil out there. And these three false sovereignties exist for a purpose. And they are doing their work. And the people of America that, you know, call themselves Christians, that study the scriptures, or even those that don't, that just show up on Sunday to get a pass, you know, they should stop and think about what they're being asked to do by this government. If this government is asking those people to violate their conscience, and I suppose financing abortion or financing the murder of millions of people worldwide should violate their conscience. They're to love their neighbor as themselves. And you know, they're being coerced and forced and threatened with incarceration or worse if they don't financially support it. And they should quit it. They, in a free country, a man should not be required to violate his conscience. And if you get up in the morning and you stand in front of the mirror to shave and you say to yourself, today I'm going to finance baby killing and I'm not a hypocrite, but I'm a Christian, something's wrong with that picture.
Yes, it is.
I just didn't do anything.
That's exactly right. And so the pictures have been altered considerably. Certainly, very early on in the beginning of Christianity, there were the Waldensians, the Albigensians, I believe the Bogomils. There were the Gnostics as well. There have been many others that have questioned what has become, the, if you might say, I believe perversions that have come down through the centuries in the canonized text. A lot of material, you know, we can always make an error of commission, but we can also make errors of omission, and then we can intentionally suppress certain truths. And so as the church sought to quash any and all discussion and meaningful debate, and certainly any discordance, I think we've lost a lot of truths. Now, we'll be back right after these words from our sponsors. And stay with me, Bob, one more time. This is a short section. We'll be right back.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, cPanel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cPanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again. Welcome back to our Friday, Good Friday, April the 2nd, 2010, 2-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. And for the benefit of all those that are just joining us, I'd like to give a big shout-out, as we love to do, to Liberty Radio of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you all for joining us here live on Become Vocal Local. This morning we've got a caller on the line. We've been talking about Babylon and Egypt. We've been talking a little bit about Good Friday, but more importantly, not more importantly, but most certainly, the topic for the day is the Kabbalah, morals and dogma, and some of the mysteries that we're not aware of. Let's go back to our caller, Bob, and get your final comments, Bob, and the DVD that or the website that you want the listeners to go to is MikeHoggard.com. That's MikeHoggard, HOGGARD.com, where they can find Solomon's Key and the Mother of All Secrets. Certainly, Babylon and Egypt in the known world today, what is extant today, Babylon and Egypt could be considered the mother of all mysteries, but we have only our imaginations and further research to discover what the mothers of all mystery may have been in times past. Perhaps someday, Bob, in the future, they'll be talking about London and New York City as the great mystery religions in Washington, D.C.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that they'll see a long train of events and personalities and genealogies that have not changed over those millennium, that have maintained a control over the planet for as long as man has kept records that were available to be altered. I think I'd like to agree with you in closing with what you just said about the potential for fraud in some of the scriptures, or, you know, the omission of information, which like the Book of Enoch and some other books that probably should have been available. Not that the truth doesn't will out, because it does. My personal opinion is that if I can verify in the New Testament something in the Old Testament, I keep it. If I can't, I just put it on the back burner until I can, or discard it until I can. That way, my feeling was that when Christ walked the earth, they didn't have a New Testament, and they had the Old Testament, and up to that point in time, everyone was able to confirm what was being said. But then in 325, when Constantine has an empire in disarray, and he wants to find some cohesion, he puts together this book, and the guy's a pagan. But he wants to paganize Christianity and blend it together and have a happy ever after empire. And so I don't blame him for what he did. I just don't necessarily believe that everything that was put in there at that point in time was in the interest of the scriptures being truthful.
Well, I'm so glad that you mentioned Constantine, because where we're going to go after our next caller is the United Grand Imperial Council of the Knights of the Red Cross of Constantine, from original documents and sources that I have here in front of me. So great information this morning, Bob. Thanks for listening and thanks for calling in. And we're going to go ahead now and go to our next caller from the 310 area code. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. Hi, my name is Rizal. I'm calling from Maryland. Actually, I went on the computer and I was trying to find some kind of resolution to the problem that I'm going through. And this is the first time that I heard your radio show, so I'm not going to be selfish and tell you everything that's going on with me that's making me upset with this evil society that we're living in. But I'm basically going to say happy holidays to everyone. And I agree. The Masonic Order and the Mafia and the Ku Klux Klan and the government crime is basically a control of the evil one, the devil, who wants to keep us down from listening to the voice, which is the breath that everyone breathes. Every day that we wake up, it's a voice telling us in our conscious and our subconscious to do right and don't do wrong, or if you do right, what the consequences will be, and if you do wrong, what the consequences will be. It's that simple. It's not about going to church, giving some man your money, or selling out to try to be someone. Because when you compete or compare with anything or anyone, you always lose. And back to what's going on right now in our immediate presence, because I'm about to hang up because I can't hear you guys. You guys can only hear me. The world is at the state where everything is coming back to the origin. All the lies that has been told about the one that's in control, what do we call it, the Holy of Holies, or whatever name we give, the one that gives us breath, that can die, that can never die, and that always will live, that controls our souls and every being that is on this planet or other planets of the universe, they are sick and tired of people saying that it's their fault, or where are they at, and why are they allowing all of this badness to happen to us. Well, they have finally got a body. They can do nothing in the earth unless they have a vessel, because in the beginning, they didn't have a form or a shape, so they had to wait until someone became one with them, and whenever we become one with anyone, then that means we have each other back, and that we agree, and that we're going to do the same thing that if a person was in Europe would do, will be doing in China. So what I'm saying is, I'm not that good of a speaker, but I believe that I'm speaking to every caller and listener's heart, that if we just remember that the true judgment in life and the purpose in life is to come back to the one, our primal self, to go back to where we came from, so that we could be one and be of that pure, perfect tree, the tree of life, and not of good and evil that the demons have deceived us, that's here with us, that looks like humans, that they can change and they can manipulate and they can deceive and they can lie and they can steal and they can destroy and they're in power and they can try to put fear in us. But if we realize that they do not have any power unless we give them power, then we will be coming back to the one, because we never supposed to know fear in the first place. We had it all. We were to be pure, perfect humans, humankind, human man. That's it. We didn't supposed to know none of this. But because of their jealousy, their hate, and their envy, now we are stuck with, how do we get out of this? Who's going to come to help us? Who really cares about us? And who's just trying to use us? And who's just trying to destroy us? So now we know.
Absolutely.
We go inside and we listen to them.
Absolutely, Roselle. And if you've been listening, if you've been listening to the broadcast over the last week, we've been talking about the natural law and this idea that there's an overarching law, a higher law, a law above all of the laws that were created by man. And so we listen to that spirit voice. We listen inside of us, and most of us, by nature, will be able to discern truth, discern the right from the wrong. But we've been led into this control system where others have told us this and others have told us that, and as a people globally, we have become so totally confused. It's a state of confusion, and they are the authors of the lies and the confusion. Thank you for your call, Roselle. We're going to continue along with the broadcast, but excellent comments. Thank you so very much for calling in this morning.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent.
Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And we've returned once again, and just thank you very much for the calls. Always a nice addition to the broadcast to hear from the audience. This is out of the Masonic Monitor. Of the degrees of Entered Apprentice, Fellow Craft, and Master Mason, together with the ceremony of receiving visitors, instituting and constituting lodges, installation, laying cornerstones, dedications, Masonic burials, and Lodge of Sorrow, adopted by the Most Worshipful Grand Lodge, Free and Accepted Masons of Arkansas, in November the 16th, 1954, the second edition published in December of 1957. And this is a little pocketbook. It's an original, again, a genuine article, the Masonic Monitor. And it would be something one would take in their briefcase or in their coat pocket when they attend at the lodge. And I'm just going to give you just the very briefest here. This is for a fellow craft mason moving from the first to the second degree of Freemasonry. It's a lecture on the symbolism of the degrees. And it reads this way. If the object of the first degree is to symbolize the struggles of a candidate groping in the darkness for intellectual light, that of the second degree represents the same candidate laboring amid all the difficulties that encumber the young beginner in the attainment of learning and science. The entered apprentice is to emerge from darkness to light. The fellow craft is to come out of ignorance into knowledge. This degree, therefore, by fitting emblems, is intended to typify these struggles of the ardent mind for the attainment of truth, moral and intellectual truth, and above all, that divine truth, the comprehension of which surpasseth human understanding, and to which, standing in the middle chamber after his laborious ascent of the winding stairs, he can only approximate by reception of an imperfect yet glorious reward in the revelation of that, quote, hieroglyphic light, which none but craftsmen ever saw, that hieroglyphic light, that none, which none but craftsmen ever saw. There's quite a mystery involved in the light inside of the tombs and the pyramids. Where was the light? What is the light? What is the light of Masonry? They're always seeking more light, scratching at the door for more light. This published in 1971. These are the ceremonies of the constituent conclaves as approved by the United Grand Imperial Council of the Knights of the Red Cross of Constantine and appended orders for the United States of America, Mexico, and the Philippines, 1971. And this is a series of Xeroxes from an official document that I picked up at an auction at the in the bottom of a box filled with a variety of Masonic tools and land surveying tools, which I acquired with glee and brought them home, but was even more surprised by what I discovered at the bottom of this box is pamphlet or packet of 8.5 by 11 Xerox copies of the ceremonies. And you can go up on the web if you like and go to the website of the Red Cross of Constantine, and you'll see that they're going to have their 138th Grand Assembly in Troy 2010 venue, and you can go to the Detroit Marriott Troy Hotel for this venue and get together with all of the various and sundry members of the Red Cross of Constantine, if you should so desire. And one of the places that they're going to go and visit during this process is this Meadowbrook Hall, which the link, the hot link, is there for you on the Red Cross of Constantine website. A very interesting website indeed, but it the Red Cross of Constantine, here from their website, is officially the Masonic and Military Order of the Red Cross of Constantine and the Orders of the Holy Sepulchre and St. John the Evangelist. The latter two are called the Appendant Orders. There are also two chair degrees conferred on the Viceroy, a sovereign of a conclave, and two honorary orders, the Knights Commander of Constantine and the Knights Grand Cross. The governing body of the order for the United States of America, and let's see, this wants to be larger, let me do that. The governing body of the order for the United States of America and the Republic of Mexico and the Republic of the Philippines and their territories is styled the United Grand Imperial Council of the Knights of Red Cross of Constantine and the Appendant Orders for the United States of America, Mexico, and the Philippines. The purpose of the Constantinian Order, we talked about Constantine, Byzantium, the purpose of the Constantinian Orders are to commemorate the first elevation of Christianity from the position of a despised and proscribed heresy to that of a legally recognized and honored religion, to cultivate the social virtues, appeal to the intellectual and moral qualities, preserve as far as possible the customs of the fraternity, and bring about the good fellowship and understanding between all branches of Masonry. Knights, companions of the order, meet in conclave of the Red Cross of Constantine, and a member must be a Royal Archmason in good standing and subscribe to a belief in the Christian religion as revealed in the New Testament. Membership is by invitation, and each conclave has a prescribed membership limit. And then it goes on and tells you how you can get a hold of them. But this, I can't share all of it because it's rather obtuse. But what it basically intends to do is it sets out an order for how the actual proceedings occur in the lodge, their various ceremonies, all of the various and sundry things that they do. But let's just go through a little bit from their introduction, as by way of introduction. The Order of the Red Cross of Constantine consists of 3 degrees, a knight, a priest, and a sovereign prince, titles which represent grades in the scale of initiation. These are the mysteries, my friends, from the original documents. The first degree of the order, that of knight companion, leads from the pagan to the Christian dispensation. It uses the legend of conversion of Constantine the Great, the legend of the conversion of Constantine the Great, as a symbol of the transition. The candidate comes as a knight of Rome, a knight of Rome. Desiring to embrace Christianity, he must be a royal archmason in good standing and subscribe to a belief in the Christian religion as revealed in the New Testament. This is a bit of review from their website. Verifying what they have said on the website is the same as they say in the lodge. But it continues and says, in accordance with the statutes of the United Grand Imperial Council, so far as is known, there has been no separate order of Knights of Rome limited to Freemasons, and it is probable that the Knights of Rome indicates no more than that the candidate represents symbolically a member of the Roman Equestrian Order, those would be the horsemen, who accepts the doctrine of the Christian Trinity. The second degree is that of the Venerable Eusebius, and is one of the symbolic priesthoods. A knight who has attained this honor is eligible for the office of eminent viceroy in a conclave, provided he is a member of the appendant orders and that he has been regularly elected to that office. The function of Eusebius and viceroy are distinct, and when a viceroy ceases to act in that capacity, his status as Eusebius is unaffected. The third degree is confined to the puissant sovereigns, who represent Constantine, sovereign prince of the East and West. We'll be right back.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the blahs?
Blah, blah, blah!
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Thank you.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we return once again to the book, The Ceremonies of the Order of the Knights of Red Cross of Constantine, or The Perfect Knight Mason. As our caller Bob talked about, spoke of, this idea of DNA being so very important. When was the last time you gave blood to the Red Cross? Now, I'm not saying, well, I am saying, and I said it. Now, the next section in this book, the next pages, 6 and 7, are a plan of the layout of the temple, their altars and everything in here. And then they show you where everything is, and they give you keys to the plans, and they talk about the furniture and the properties. Now, here are some of the furniture and the properties inside the temple, if you will, the Masonic temple here. The high altar with 7 steps and the cross plan. A purple frontal cloth for high altar, embroidered with the cross of the order in red and gold. Of course, if you go up and visit the website, you'll find for the Red Cross, again, I'll say it one more time, the United Grand Imperial Council, Knights of the Red Cross of Constantine. Just type in Knights of the Red Cross of Constantine into your browser and it'll come right up and you'll be able to see this cross of theirs. Then they have 16 red candles. 16 red candles. 2 vases containing red roses and lilies of the valley. It's your tie to the Rosicrucians. A small Bible opened to Matthew 16 and 24. And so Matthew 16 and 24, for those of you that are not aware, reads on this wise. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, out of the King James, and take up his cross and follow me. And it continues, but they don't continue. They just simply say, if any man will come up after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. And so we can understand what the red is all about here. The red cross, bloody cross, the donation of blood, the 16 red candles, the red roses, and the lily of the valley. Unsheathed sword, a throne of the puissance sovereign, a small square pedestal, a scepter, a U.S. flag, a standard, and a labarum, the throne of the eminent viceroy, the pastoral staff, the square altar, large Bible, and that's open again to Matthew 16 and 24, 2 unsheathed Roman swords, 2 kneeling stools, 4 triangular pedestals with red tops and white shafts, approximately 3 foot high, a basin and water, an apron of the R.A. Mason, an equilateral triangle out of brass, a cross staff out of red, approximately 3 feet long, the investiture for the exemplar, a jewel and sword on a cushion together with a scabbard and belt, 4 swords and scabbards worn from the shoulder, straps by generals, herald, and sentinel only, copy of the bylaws of the conclave. You see, it really matters not where you look in this system. You're going to keep coming back to Robert's Rules of Order. You're going to keep coming back to the bylaws, whether you're looking at the Royal Order of Constantine here, whether you're looking at the Republican Party or the Democratic Party or your county commission, you're going to keep coming back to bylaws. And then it continues. It talks about the opening music. Now, here's the historical note. Found this rather interesting. The historical note, this is page 10. The legend of the foundation of the Order of the Red Cross of Constantine. The legend of the foundation is recited during the ceremony of installation of a knight companion. And here we go. Caius Flavius Valerius Aurelius Claudius Constantinus, born in 288 and lived, died in 337 AD, was the first Christian Roman emperor. He was the son of Flavius Valerius Constantinus, misnamed Chlorus, and of Helena. He was with Diocletian in his youth as a hostage, and he served in the army. He succeeded his father as governor of Spain, Gaul, and Britain, and was proclaimed emperor of the West by the Roman legions at York. Emperor of the West by the Roman legions at York, remember? The Battle of Yorktown, where Cornwallis surrendered his sword to George Washington, really the new emperor of the West. My, how things remain the same. By the defeat of Maxentius at the Battle of Saxa Rubra, the Red Stones, near Rome in 312. He established his position, was accepted by the Senate as the lawful emperor. In 324, he defeated Licinius near Byzantium and brought under his control the Empire of the East, thus becoming the emperor of the East and the West. He transferred the capital from Rome to Byzantium, dedicating it in 330, and renaming the city Constantinople. Contradictory claims have been advanced as to the actual date of his personal conversion to Christianity, some placing it as late as his deathbed in 337, while others allege the occasion of the event as related in the legend of the foundation of the Order of the Red Cross. There were two bishops contemporary with Constantine named Eusebius, and it is uncertain which is the one traditionally associated with the foundation of the order. The most probable, Eusebius of Nicodemia, died in 342 A.D., was a supporter of the Arian heresy. Now that's capital A-R-I-A-N, Arian heresy. You might look to find that word, that usage, that term, Arian, when you think about parliamentarianism. I just throw that out for your consumption. Denying the divinity of Jesus Christ, the Arian heresy, denying the divinity of Jesus Christ. And his activities in the cause resulted in his exile. He was, however, ultimately restored to favor and became the patriarch of Constantinople, having been formerly a supporter of the Arian heresy, denying the divinity of Jesus Christ. There is a tradition that it was he who baptized the emperor. Eusebius Pamphili, who lived from 263 to 340, the bishop of Caesarea, was the father of ecclesiastical history. He took a prominent part in the Council of Nicaea, convened by Constantine in 325, at which the Arian heresy was condemned and the Nicene Creed promulgated, which is still recited in the Episcopal churches in America, by the way. His consent to the creed was reluctant, as he was also in sympathy with the Arian doctrine, and in consequence he fell out of favor for some years. Like the other Eusebius, he was reconciled with Constantine, who is said to have related to him the vision of the cross, and to have shown him the Labyrinth. He wrote The Life of Constantine and other works. The subsequent history of the order has been lost in the mists of time. In the midst of time, so difficult to do, missing one of my front teeth as I am, trying desperately to find a place for my tongue to rest in my mouth. The Order of the Knights of the Holy Sepulchre, which was associated with the Order of the Red Cross of Constantine, was undoubtedly swept out of Jerusalem when it was finally lost to the Saracens. The Order of St. John the Evangelist is not related to that of the Knights of St. John of Jerusalem or those which took possession of Malta. It is the Order of St. John of Palestine, whose teachings are intimately connected and interwoven with those of the Knights of the Holy Sepulchre. An old account of those orders, or these orders, printed in London in 1868 by Robert Wentworth Little, a well-known Masonic student, said from, quote, 1190 to 1699, the Grand Mastership of the Order of the Red Cross of Constantine was vested in the Comnenian family, who were considered to be the lineal descendants of Constantine. The last member of that family, Andrew Angelus Flavius Comnenius, titular prince of Macedonia and the Duke of Dravosto, pretended to assign his hereditary rights as Grand Master to Francis Farnese, the then reigning Duke of Parma. The Grand Crosses of the Order, one of whom was the Abbe Guistiani, continued, however, to exercise their privilege of conferring the Red Cross upon worthy men, and we are in all probability indebted to the learned Abbe, who was long attached to the Venetian Assembly and Embassy in London, for the existence of the Order in England, quote, closes. The accuracy of these statements, however, cannot be substantiated. The Masonic Order of the Red Cross of Constantine appears to have been first organized in the United Kingdom by Major Charles Sharif about the year 1788 A.D. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we have returned once again, and here's a prayer that they pray inside of their little building. And this is in the process of knighting someone. They say this, let us pray. O Jesus of Nazareth, immaculate and immortal God, assist us in the great work. which we have undertaken, aid us in making this world a temple of love and peace, fitted for thy second coming, when all mysteries shall be revealed and every heart laid bare before thee and the angelic hosts of heaven. Grant, we beseech thee, that this novice may prove worthy of our order. Arm his soul with faith in thee, and finally, by thy mercy, may he attain to the realms of eternal bliss and glory. Amen. And then, they say, they draw the sword, and by virtue of the power vested in me, and in the presence of this holy brotherhood, I make, and they tap the left shoulder, create right shoulder, and constitute, and they tap on the head, you now and forever a knight of St. John the Evangelist. Be prudent, wise, and valiant. Arise, sir knight. Done. The words which you have heard are the words of the Palestine Order of St. John, and are not those used by the knights who remained in Europe during the Crusades, or those adopted by the knights who took possession of Rhodes and Malta. We entrust them to your honor and require no further pledge. The sign is given. That's that magic little sign. It will require you that your, and then it gives initials, are now dedicated to the service of the great master Emmanuel, whose title may be read upon the cross, which is an emblem of our redemption, and the grip is given by them. And so then it continues. But let's go back to the introduction here. The Masonic Order of the Red Cross of Constantine again appears to have been first organized in the United Kingdom by a Major Charles Sheriff about the year 1788 A.D., just a few scant years away from our revolution and just before the adoption of the ratification of our Constitution. In the period 1804 to 1808, it was reorganized by Waller Rodwell Wright, a most distinguished Mason, and in 1813, the Duke of Sussex accepted the position of Grand Sovereign until his death in 1843. He was Grand Master of Knights Templar during the same period. It will also be remembered that he was an enthusiastic Freemason and was the sixth son of King George III of England. He was a Grand Master of the Grand Lodge of England for a period of about 30 years. Again, Waller Rodwell Wright. The, quote, Articles of Union, close quote, of the United Grand Lodge of England, dated December the 27th, 1813, provided, quote, It is declared and pronounced that pure ancient masonry consists of 3 degrees, and no more, those of entered apprentice, the fellow craft, and the master mason, including the supreme order of the Holy Royal Arch. But this article is not intended to prevent any lodge or chapter from holding a meeting in any of the degrees of the order of chivalry, according to the constitutions of the said orders. The only organized chivalric orders existing in England at that time were the Orders of Red Cross of Constantine, Orders of the Holy Sepulchre, and the Orders of the Temple. During the next 50 years, the order was not very active, but the Grand Imperial Conclave was reassembled in 1865. When William Henry White was elected the Grand Sovereign. Since 1865, working has been steady and continuous, and daughter Grand Imperial Conclaves have been formed from England throughout the English-speaking world. The original title, quote, The Imperial Ecclesiastical and Military Order of the Red Cross of Rome and Constantine, close quote, indicates its ritual scope as a 3-grade rite of prince, priest, and knight. The prince, the priest, and the knight. On February the 16th of 1870, the Sovereign Grand Conclave of England, with the Earl of Bective as its Grand Sovereign, authorized Sir W.J.B. Moore of La Prairie, Canada, to introduce the order into the United States. Thanks for the Canadians to do that. Sir Knight Alfred Krieg, a 33rd degree, of Washington, Pennsylvania, on September the 30th of 1870, was appointed the Divisional Inspector General to establish the order in the state of Pennsylvania. Under this commission, he established the United States Premier Conclave No. 1 at Washington, Pennsylvania, now at Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. On December the 14th of 1870, the first conclave in the United States. On June the 14th of 1872, the Grand Imperial Council of Pennsylvania was organized, and this was followed by Illinois, New York, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island, Michigan, Kentucky, Indiana, Vermont, Maine, and New Jersey on May the 29th of 1875. At one time, attempts were made to consolidate these grand councils as the Sovereign Grand Council of the United States. That was on June the 1st of 1875. And later as the Supreme Grand Chapter of the Grand Cross of Constantine of the United States of America on June the 21st of 1877. Due to opposition from various sources, you remember the anti-Masonic parties? Due to opposition from various sources, these attempts were unsuccessful. Many of the state grand councils eventually passed out of existence, except Maine, with an active membership meeting annually in Vermont, dormant until 1943, after a lapse of 15 years. Illinois, in 1911, established the Grand Imperial Council of the Imperial Ecclesiastical and Military Order of the Red Cross of Constantine for the United States of America, the Empire of the West. Of course, Auguste Comte styled it the Republic of the West, pretty much the same thing. In 1935, Pennsylvania became the Grand Imperial Council again for the United States of America, the Empire of the East. Interesting. On February 18, 1958, the two empires merged under the title of the United Grand Imperial Council of Knights of the Red Cross of Constantine and Dependent Orders for the United States of America, Mexico, and the Philippines. Conclaves are chartered in all of the United States, except Maine and Vermont, as well as the District of Columbia, the Canal Zone, Japan, Mexico, Okinawa, Panama, and the Philippines, and so ends the introduction. And it continues, and it's very interesting to read through all of the various and sundry orders, I guess you could say, of the way that they conduct their meetings, the things they consider in their meetings, the words that they speak one to another. All of the stuff is scripted. These are ceremonies. I wouldn't take it so far as to say that they are incantations, but they're certainly rituals. And these are rituals that go on day and night, in towns and cities all across America and all across the world. And we, the sheeple, if I could say it that way, are none the wiser. Having never scratched at the door, having never sought more light, the Brotherhood of Darkness continues to work in our midst. And so many of them then go on into politics and religion and continue to sow the seeds of the great work and advance the cause of the Empire of the East and the Empire of the West. It's always fascinated me that Greenwich, England, is the end of the East, if you will, and the beginning of the West. All time begins and ends in Greenwich, just outside of London. Greenwich Mean Time. It's mean, all right. The idea of time, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. But to recall our caller, Bob, the idea of Babylon and Egypt, just as today there is this illegitimate nation state of Israel. There are plenty of Jews to live all over the world, and yet they don't go there. And in those days, many of the Jews decided to stay in Babylon. and practice to dominate. We'll be back tomorrow or Monday. I hope you have
taking
a blessed
back,
one
weekend. One precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seed Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit seapanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, seapanel.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.